Even to his own ears, his words were losing meaning. These narratives of dispossession, of alienation, of violent resentment resonate so strongly in modern popular youth culture, precisely because youth experience is replete with outrage, powerlessness. He thought there'd be a lectern, like back at his uni. Instead, the pimpled green government issue plastic of the chair under him mockingly squeaks, timed like a masterly fart to refute his analysis. The only faces still looking at him glaring patronising glee. Most don't even care to see his undoing. This voiceless, unarticulated rage, more potent precisely because it remains dumb, permeates the lyrics of modern rap artists. Around him, in the busted filth of the classroom, the circle of students seems to form into one late adolescent face of sneered rejection. "You calling Tupac dumb?" says the face. Their teacher, who invited him all the way out here to speak, immediately stands up. But they didn't need their 16 or 17 years of education in threat to sense the man's long-defeated anger.